number 10,307, Capstone Homes LLC, southeast of Route 9, 1,291.6700 feet, southwest of Road 290, being Lot 7. The variance from on-premise ground sign by using existing billboard and variance from maximum allowable square footage requirement for a ground sign. Gentlemen, you've got the, I gave you tonight the our attorney's opinion on this case. Did you read that?
No, I didn't even have a chance yet. If you can summarize it.
Well, you know, basically, you guys deal with these things all the time, and I just made mention of the fact that there's some confusion because our code doesn't really use the word billboard. Everybody kind of knows what they are. They're to us, are off-premise signs, and they have to advertise a business at another location. This one, you may conclude, was advertising a business located right on the premises, which leaves a couple of choices. I guess the application was actually for a variance to allow for additional on-premise signs. So you can consider a billboard an on-premise sign with the appropriate variances for height and size and numbers and that sort of thing. Alternatively, the applicant will either have to move the sign off the premises
or change
the face.
We haven't allowed, although there are billboards in the county that do advertise, for example, Johnny Janosik, which
out of our territory,
we did stipulate couldn't, and still to this day does.
Yeah. And we're working on that. You're right. We do have some cases, but we've never approved any.
Right. And if we were to approve this, then Janosik and others could come and say, hey, you know, we could be setting a precedent. Which kind of defeat what you're trying to get done. But what
that's not
first off, what's happening with that? I mean, my assumption has been all these years that there's nothing that can be done about that situation.
Which situation are we talking about?
Well, to use a billboard advertising the business on premises.
They're in violation.
True.
And that's it.
And what are they fined, or
they're fined,
are they just doing one of these?
We go back there and we fine them over again. We take them back to court again.
And the court does what?
Fines them for the ordinance, and then that's the next move. We go again. We have to go back again.
And it's probably a cheap fine, cheaper than it's just an added cost to the sign.
That court doesn't have the power to tell a property owner to take something down, like a sign or move an old car.
The only other way to go is chancery. If it's approved by...
The administrator
has to approve that.
And we don't do that because costly?
Could be.
They are costly, but we've done it a few times.
Yeah, we have.
I do a few of them each year.
You
get the county administrator to okay it,
we can file it.
Maybe after January 20th.
So technically, I mean, this applicant, you know, we could say no, but the applicant could continue just like the others, and it's a very inexpensive, what's a fine, $100 every time you do it, maybe a few times a year?
Well, that's
we're
true.
Working on that, too. We're trying to figure out a way to get the multiple violations considered by the court at one time so they can issue multiple fines per day.
What could possibly happen is that I Burrell can correct me if I'm wrong, is probably if you turned it down, he could appeal that based on whatever.
Right. I mean, I think the applicant's, in my opinion, is trying to...
circumnavigate the rules.
Well, no, this particular applicant is trying to you know, at least requesting, you know, going through the proper channels to get approval of it, where the others just, you know, kind of in your face, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do as I please. And it's kind of a shame that, you know, we would penalize one, and while the other one just walks away, you know, it's...
You can't let that happen. I mean, you can't just for one.
I understand.
We have an ordinance that we have to...
Well, that's one side of it, and the other side is I don't believe in setting a precedent.
That's correct.
So, what do you do?
Make the fine stiffer.
Well, that's what they're trying to do.
We're trying to do that.
The problem with this is that that task becomes more difficult if we set a precedent by approving this one.
Oh, my goodness. If you do that, then...
We're done.
I might as well take that portion of the ordinance and just tell them to write it out. It's no good.
Well, if we denied it, it wouldn't be like the billboard was not, couldn't be used. It could still be used as a billboard.
They could, they can advertise any other thing on there, and that was the original intent of when you approved the billboard.
Right, was to advertise an off-premise business.
Yeah.
You can move the homes out.
Well, that would...
They could do that.
I would think that'd be cheaper just to, I mean, you can have a ground sign.
You're gonna have a, yeah, you're gonna have, well, if you approve it, you're gonna have a ground sign plus...
A wall sign.
Right, and you're gonna have two ground signs. That's gonna have to be addressed.
I mean, if we approve it.
Yeah, if you approve it.
If we don't approve it, he can have a ground, he has a ground sign and a wall sign.
Variances of...
Yeah, I can't see setting a precedent that would defeat the, everything that we're trying to do with all the illegal ones. Unfortunately.
And I think that's what Mr. Burrow's trying to tell you here. You do have a choice, one or the other, and what the consequences could be.
Mr. Whitman, how do you feel?
I think we ought to deny it. I think we're gonna be setting a precedent.
Mr. Hudson, are you ready?
Still reading through, Mr. Burrow's.
Mr. Mills?
I think that, to me, it's clear that it is a billboard and can't advertise what's on the property. And I can appreciate the applicant trying to do things within the legal limitations of the law by going through us, but once again, I can't see us setting a precedent that would make it more difficult to enforce other violations. And so therefore, I would make a motion that we deny the case, as it doesn't meet the standards for granting variance.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman. We deny case number 10,307. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. The case is denied. Next case, 10.